96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
My funny Valentine. Sweet, call me Valentine. You make me smile with my heart.
Yes, it is Valentine's Day, that day when a lot of people are celebrating love. You may be married, single, somewhere in between, or it's complicated, yeah. Well, whichever situationship you're in, there's always work to do, usually in the form of dealing with baggage. So how do you unpack that emotional baggage to have the very best relationship now or in the future? Well, we're talking about that tonight, and my guests are Nicole Turner, detox strategist and author of Detox Your Relationship, Know When to Stay and When to Let Go. And she's been here before, relationship blogger, Sister Celibacy. Whew, boy, we got lots to talk to her about, too. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can follow me on Twitter at H Fisher, WHUR, or Daily Drum, WHUR. Nicole, thanks for coming in for the program.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Sister, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How you been?
And you smiling and
always
and still and relaxed and
yes, I am.
No slipping on the celibacy?
Ain't nothing but the treadmill, man.
Is that what it is?
Treadmill every second of the day.
Ooh, how long has it been now?
Since October 2015.
October 2015. How yes. many days? Never mind.
Don't. I don't know the days. No, okay. I'm not obsessed with the people.
Well, look, let's get to the point. This is Valentine's Day. And as I said, this is a day when a lot of people are thinking about love and relationships, even if they're not in one, or perhaps even if they are in one, there's always room for improvement. So, Nicole, how does one unpack emotional baggage? Give me a working definition of that.
So how one unpacks emotional baggage, let me back up by saying a lot of us come into relationships carrying things from previous relationships. So before you even go into that relationship, I recommend having some time to just deprogram from that previous relationship and the baggage that you've been in. But when you come into a relationship, communication is absolutely key. So you have to be able to talk to the person that you're in a relationship. They have to be able to understand you. And keep in mind that men and women think very differently. So you can't assume that a...
No.
Yes. Wow. You guys are on a totally different level.
Revelations coming out of this
I didn't
discussion.
Know that.
I had no idea.
Okay.
So go ahead.
I see where this is going.
Oh, you have no idea where this is going, but I'm going to let you go anyway.
But it's important to be able to share with your mate what you've been through and what you're going through so they have an understanding of how to deal with you. Because a lot of times you come into a relationship and you have all this stuff going on and your mate may be looking at you because, you know, you guys are very good at saying, oh, she's just crazy. Well, we're not necessarily crazy. Mm-hmm. We just got some stuff that y'all have put us through that we need to unload. So we need to share that with you.
So it's our fault.
No. Everyone.
You said it. I didn't say it. You said we put you through. Okay.
Well, you know, guys are quick to say women are crazy. We don't just mm-hmm. wake up. Crazy.
Okay.
Most of us don't wake up crazy.
I'm crazy. Yeah. Sister, do you agree with that?
I feel like we choose who we want to be with. So if we see those first signs that he's a little cuckoo,
yes,
and he might make us cuckoo, then you need to leave. A lot of us, we just stay for the kookiness.
And I agree with that because we have that, oh, if I love him enough, he'll change. Mm-hmm. Or, oh, I can fix him. And before you know it, you're in like a whole year and you're like, oh, my gosh, he doesn't act like he loves me. Well, you knew early on the red flags were doing a dance and you mm-hmm. just kept on moving forward.
What about the folks that are already in relationships? you know, because you spoke about getting into a new relationship and dealing with the baggage. But what if you're already in it? Say you've been in it for years. You may have been married or you may be going steady. That's an old ancient term for those of you who aren't familiar with it. you've been together for a while. Is there baggage that develops during the course of a relationship?
Absolutely, because we're constantly evolving as we grow in life, especially if you got married or in a relationship with somebody at a very early stage in your life. You're still growing as an individual. So you're growing as an individual and you're growing as a couple, and things shift, things change. So you need to know how to deal with those changes in that relationship. And there are people who've been together 20 years and they're still learning things about each other. But when you're in a relationship, you need to continue to date your partner. You need to see your partner as your best friend, because if they're your best friend, then you're going to want to talk to them and you're going to share with them and you're going to do things with them. And I'm not saying eliminate your friends outside of your relationship, but it is important to be friends with your mate. And sometimes people who are in long-term relationships, they miss the like part of the relationship because they love the person they're with. And I believe that like is far more important than love, because you can love that person but may not like them. Mm-hmm. And that's when you have a lot of issues.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking on this Valentine's Day about unpacking emotional baggage to have the very best relationship now or in the future. Lines are open. Give us a call if you have a question or a comment. Juanita, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Juanita. What's on your mind?
You know, I just want to thank you guys. It just feels great to hear this. And, you know, in every relationship, baggage comes just like, it's not like you ask for it, but life happens. And life is hard enough. Sometimes people get stuck in those situations. And they're always asking me, how do I do it? You know, they're always looking at my relationship or my husband and I and telling us or saying they wish they had a relationship like that or that's their goals. And I tell everyone, you work for those things. Everything in life, you work hard enough for it and you pay attention enough that that person knows that they're important. And, you know, when you live your life like that, you know, it's hard to overlook those things that people find easy to overlook.
Mm-hmm.
But you love them and wait on them. And it gets to a point where you have to make a decision.
Okay.
Whether or not, you know, are you moving forward in this situation or are you stuck and frozen? You know, either it's the only thing that's not moving is something dead or something that is paralyzed.
Okay.
And I'm neither.
Well, Juanita, let me see what Sister has to say about that. Go right ahead, Sister, please.
I'm going to say I definitely do agree with you. I was in a long-term relationship for 6 years, and the part of the reason I stayed is because I was comfortable and I didn't feel that I can get anything better than him. It wasn't until years later after the physical and emotional abuse that I just got the strength to leave. I think it comes to a point where you're just going to get tired of dealing with people cursing at you or abusing you and just calling you out your name, and you're going to want to get to a space to where you want to start loving yourself, because I think that's very important.
But does it
yourself.
Have to get that bad for you? I mean, certainly that's extreme, and nobody should stay in an abusive relationship, whether it's physically abusive or emotionally abusive or verbally abusive or what have you. But does it have to get at rock bottom for you to make a decision about leaving?
No, I don't think it does. I feel like during the time that you're dating someone, you need to really get to know them to see if you're compatible. I think a lot of us, we love the fluff of dating. We love, girl, he took me to this 5-star restaurant and I dressed up and we did a selfie for Instagram and now everyone thinks we're this perfect couple. When it's time to get real and 5 years have passed and you've been in this relationship or marriage with this person, are you still going to like him? Just like you said, mm-hmm. Are you going to like him? So get to like your mate before you start flashing them all on social media.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. This is our Valentine's Day conversation. We're talking about unpacking emotional baggage to have the very best relationship now or in the future. What is your baggage? Is it Louis Vuitton? Is it Samsonite? It doesn't matter what you're carrying it in.
Kmart.
The Kmart. Well, there you go. Frugal fanny that you are. It can still hold a bunch of mess. CJ, calling from Baltimore. Thanks for calling, CJ. What's on your mind?
Hey, how are you today?
I'm doing just fine.
All right. I just wanted to speak on the spiritual aspect of it. You know, coming from an ex-womanizer who has given his life to God now, Mm-hmm. I have been affected by a lot of the situations that I've been in relationship-wise and dealing with women-wise. So when I came in, I had been married previously, and I said, God, I'm ready to do whatever you want me to do. I don't need any women. And God said, don't be stupid. You're going to need a woman. So I said, okay, God, I'm ready to do whatever you want me to do. He said, well, will you go back with your wife? I said, no, God, it's been too long. I don't want to be with her. She probably don't want to be with me. He said, well, if I changed you, I could change her. I said, well, God, I'll be thanking you that you changed her, but I really don't want to be with her. He said, but if I thought she was best for you, I said, well, God, if you think that that's the best thing and that's going to get me where I need to go, then I'll do it.
So what happened?
As soon as I said I'll do it, he released me. Because it really wasn't about me. It was about him.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Back up, CJ, because I've got a lot of folks on the line. You said he released you. You said you'll do it. What does that mean?
He released. I said I would go back to my ex.
Right. And he released
as
you.
As soon as I got to that point where I would do it for him, he released me because he really didn't want me to be with her either. But he wanted me to be about him and not about
the relationship. I'm confused. Okay. So did you go back with her or not?
No.
Okay, help me with that, sister, because I'm not sure what, you know, he said he's ready to do that, and God said he released you. So he released you to do what? That's the question. Sister, go
ahead. Did he release you to move on?
He released me from the relationship to really start to pursue the woman that was I was really supposed to be with at that point.
You met her yet?
So many times we move on without the release.
Okay, so how's that working for you?
Well, I've met my wife. We've been married for 17 years.
Oh, okay. Well, good for you.
That's good.
Well, I'm. You know, it took us a while to get to the story, but CJ.
But it was a happy ending.
That's right. So, you know, so get off the phone with me and take her to dinner, CJ. Thank you. Thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about relationships on this Valentine's Day, unpacking your emotional baggage to have the very best relationship now or in the future. Pam calling from Bowie. Thanks for calling, Pam. What's on your mind?
So I wanted to ask, hey to Nicole.
Hi.
And then the other thing I wanted to ask was this. What happens when you're in a relationship and you're just a long-term relationship and you realize all of a sudden you don't like the person, but you do love them?
So you need to think about the things that brought you and that person together in the first place. So relationships, I like to compare them to gardening. You know, when we plant gardens, we got to prune, we got to continue to nurture it. So you need to ask yourself, do I not like this person because they've completely changed or I have completely changed or there are just certain facets of their behavior that's not working for me and where I am in my life? Because it may be a temporary, I don't like them. But if you find in doing the assessment that it's a permanent I don't like them, then it may be time for you and your mate to decide, should we move forward? Because you have to ask yourself, why am I here if this is not the person I want to be with?
Pam, was there a lot of manure in your garden? A lot of fertilizer?
There's not a lot of manure. It's just that things change. Mm-hmm. I mean, we grow as individuals. And when you grow, sometimes you grow apart. And you just look up and you say, well, here's where I am in my life. And you look at where they are in their life. And you're like, I don't really dig this dude no more. You know, I like them, but I love them, I think. And so it just changes. And so then when you have a lot of time invested in the particular situation, you're concerned about what's the next step. Do you throw it all away? Do you try to make it happen? What do you do or what is the trigger that says, okay, that's it?
Real quick.
So have you two tried counseling to try to get to a resolution?
Yeah.
And that didn't work?
Yeah, you know, people change temporarily.
Oh, so it's not a permanent solution.
They don't necessarily change permanently.
So what does she need to do with herself emotionally if she's repacking her bags and about to step out? How does she do this in a healthy way?
So first you have to, if the relationship's not fulfilling you, you have to do what's best for you, because at the end of the day, the most important person to you is yourself. You're the only person you're guaranteed to spend the rest of your life with. And so many people stay together because, oh, we have this house together, we have bills and we have kids. But at the end of the day, you know, it's not doing either one of you any good. If you're staying in a relationship that's not loving, there's no liking, there's no fun, there's no laughter, there's no communication, it's time to reassess.
Okay. Well, Pam, good luck to you. And I hope that you do have a pleasant and peaceful Valentine's Day. And certainly thank you so much for giving us a call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about relationships, unpacking emotional baggage to have the very best relationship now or in the future. Please stay with us. This conversation will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Lines are still open. Ty in Clinton, Florence in Bowie, Antoinette in Maryland. We're going to talk to you next. Stay with us. Tonight.
The Howard University Radio Network is